Instant Messages. No Need to Fear by Karen Eager Meeker. My companion elbowed me. Why don't you talk to the next person? Her words terrified me. Why would anyone want to hear what we had to say? These people were all on their way to work or out having fun for the day. I was positive that no one would appreciate being interrupted by a couple of women with a spiritual message. Central Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts, just didn't seem to fit with a couple of Latter-day Saint missionaries. The man I was to approach didn't look particularly intimidating, just an everyday commuter. But at that moment, there couldn't have been a more frightening sight. I'm used to listening and observing, not talking and being noticed. My companion, on the other hand, was a tall, beautiful, forthright woman. I couldn't understand why she wouldn't let me remain in my silent, comfortable world. After all, I was just on exchanges with her. I wasn't a real missionary. The man was standing on the train platform next to us now, so my companion gave me another healthy nudge. I walked slowly up to him and said, "Hello, my name is Sister Eager, and this is Sister Hippolyte. We're from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and we were wondering if you had some time so that we could share a message with you." My face turned red, and I waited nervously for his reaction. To my great astonishment, he answered with a smile and said, "Yes, I have some time until my train comes." Sister Hippolyte gave him some pamphlets and information. The man had questions for us, and I helped with the answers as best I could. His train came, and he left with a friendly goodbye. Similar things happened throughout the day. People didn't brush us off, as I had expected them to. They were actually friendly. I had been sure we would make no contacts at all and come home with our backpacks as full as when we had left in the morning. But I was wrong. It made me think of a scripture. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I had no reason to fear. We were preaching the truth, and the Lord was on our side. He loved those people and wanted them to hear the gospel and understand it. We may not have been able to hold the attention of even one individual if we had to rely on our own strength, but we were serving the Lord. He was our strength. I felt ashamed at my lack of faith and resolved to be fearless in our future tracting. I now know that the Spirit guides the missionaries of this church and leads them to those who are ready to accept the Savior, Jesus Christ. If we listen to the promptings of the Spirit and heed them with faith that the Lord will help us, we have no need to fear. Karen Eager Meeker is a member of the Aspen First Ward, Orem, Utah, Aspen Stake. Wake Up by Diana Grange. I am not easy to wake up in the morning. My mom used to declare that she needed a crane to wake me up for early morning seminary. So it came as no surprise that in my first year at university, I was one of the few who didn't wake up to the fire alarm practice. Luckily, I had friends who came to my room and collected me. Later that day, we were discussing the morning's events and laughing about what had happened when another girl asked what I would do if the fire alarm went off for real. I was taken aback by the question, but soon realized the gravity of the situation. One of my friends replied that she would come and warn me, and other friends assured me that they would check if I had left the building before they did. They would do this because they loved me. That night I thought of the Lord's commandment recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 81. "Behold, I sent you out to testify and warn the people, and it becometh every man who hath been warned to warn his neighbor." I realized that just as being warned of potential fires is important for my temporal welfare, so my sharing the gospel message is important for my friends' spiritual lives. Just as they loved me enough to warn me of dangers, I realized that I loved them enough to share my knowledge of the gospel with them. That night I recommitted myself to obeying the commandment of the Lord by testifying of Jesus Christ and warning my neighbor. Diana Grange is a member of the Lowestoft Ward, Norwich, England, Stake. A Lesson on Talents by Jean Luker Worthlin. "Hey, Jean," Mark called from across the school parking lot, "do you know if you're going to California yet?" Nope, I said, and let out a sigh. My parents still don't want me to go.
They don't want you to go, he repeated, astonished. But this is the biggest cross-country race of the year for us. Why don't they want you to go?
The problem was that my parents have a big reunion every couple years with their cousins. It is one of their favorite things, and they had been planning it for a long time. It happened to be on the same weekend as the race. They wanted me to stay home and babysit my brothers and sisters while they were gone for the weekend. I was stuck. I brought the subject up again with my mother.
There are millions of people in the world. Why can't you find somebody else to babysit?
Jean, we've been through this, my mom said. There is nobody I trust as much as you to stay with them, and hiring somebody to stay with the kids is expensive. It just works out so much better to have you here.
But you don't understand, I protested. You're squelching my talents. Besides, our church leaders always say you're supposed to develop your talents.
I let that last comment sink in and started waiting for my victory. Instead of just agreeing with me, she drew a long, deep breath.
Okay, Jean, if you really think it's that important, I'm going to let you make your own decision.
But you have to promise me that you'll think about it and pray about it for a few days before you decide.
I can do that, I assured her.
How hard can this decision be? I thought to myself. To go to California or not, this really should be a no-brainer.
I knew Heavenly Father wanted me to build my talents, so I just had to wait for the right time to break the news to my parents. I determined that Sunday was going to be decision day. On Sunday, when I got to Young Women, I was happy to see the word talents written on the board as the subject of the lesson. This is it, I thought. California, here I come. Each time Sister Nelson said we needed to build up our talents and let our light shine, I packed another item in my mental suitcase. I was just about to say a silent thank you to Heavenly Father for such a great answer when Sister Nelson stopped talking and got very serious.
Now it's very important for you to remember, she said, her eyes filled with concern, that you should never seek to build up your talents at the expense of others, especially your family members.
That wasn't the answer I was expecting, but it took only a moment before I knew it was the answer I was looking for.
Silently, I said a small prayer of gratitude and then quickly unpacked my mental suitcase. Jean Luker Werthlin is a member of the Tuscaloosa Ward, Bessemer, Alabama, stake.
Note, Instant Messages features personal experiences, insights into favorite hymns and scriptures, and other uplifting thoughts. If you have a personal experience that has strengthened your testimony and you'd like us to consider it for Instant Messages, please send it to New Era, Instant Messages, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email it to cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please limit submissions to 400 words or less. They may be edited for length and clarity. End of Instant Messages.